started last week, we finished Yismach Moshe, we started Vishomru B'nai Yisrael as a Shabbos, Lasis as a Shabbos, we spoke a little bit on the Es HaShabbos, what Es HaShabbos means, we spoke about Toisus Shabbos, Toisus Shabbos L'Achra, Toisus Shabbos L'Fonao. Today we are going to discuss a different Nekuda, we will start to discuss a different Nekuda, and then we'll see what other Nekudas we discuss. We're going to discuss a Nekuda which the Megala Amukes in the Sefer Megala Amukes and Parshas Veschanan Be'ike demands it in Parshas Megala Amukes in Sefer, two places also, in Parshas Shlach and in Parshas Veschanan, talks about a Remez Nifla that says in the Torah in the words Vishamru B'nai Israel Es HaShavas. In Tchilas Achet from the Eitz Hadas, we know the Rebbeinu Shalom said by the Nochosh, by the Chet, those three people that were involved in the Chet. Who are the three people that were involved in the Chet? The Nochosh, Adam, and Chava. These three were involved in the Chet, and these three had each its einish. It says in the Torah Gedeisha, the Eva Oshis. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, I will make a sinner, the Eva Oshis. And this word, the Eva, the Heilige Megala Amukos teaches us that this word ve'eva is the sheirish of everything. What does it mean that this word ve'eva is the sheirish of everything? He brings a Zera Kodesh in Parshas Achremais on the Pasuk ve'eva oshes. Ve'eva is begematria 24. The word ve'eva is begematria 24. 24 koichos atuma. 24 different mine tuma. The Nochash was matl in Chava by the chet of Eitz Hadas. Chav Dalet Zine de Mis Avusa. 24 minim of Tuma, they went into Chava. What is this 24 minim of Tuma? Because in the beginning, when the Rebbeinu Shalom brought Chava to Adam Rishon, Chazal tell us that the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mekashet Chava Kaviyachol with 24 Kishute Kala. What's the 24 Kishute Kala? It's a posik in Yeshaya in Capital Gimel. The posik in Yeshaya in Capital Gimel, Cheshvin's 24 Takshite Isha. Those 24 Takshite Isha, those are the 24 Takshite Kala. Where do we know that from? It says, Vayivi Eha Ela Adam. Vayivi Eha Ela Adam is 24. It's the same Osius as Ve'eva. Vayivi Eha Ela Adam, he brought it to Adam with 24 Kishute Kala. And now, when they came the opposite, when she made this Chet, there came the Nochash and turned over the Vavi'el to the word Ve'eva. Those same letters turned from Vavi'el to Eva. And then came the Merdike Ve'eva, the Chav Dalet Mine Tuma that came from this Ve'eva. Zoktuns de Megala Amukos, where did these Tikkunim come from? The Megala Amukos is going to show us many different places in the Torah HaKadosha where this Eva had a kilkul and where this Eva had a tikkun. Where did this Eva have a tikkun? Adam Rishon chet and Chava's chet were mesukin by the Oves and the Imois. The Oves and the Imois, we know Avram and Chava, Avram and Sarah. Sarah's gomelasu toiv v'loira kol yimei chayeo, the opposite of Eitz Hadas, toiv v'ra. She did toiv v'loira. All the Emois were masakin, that's the Moris HaMachpelah, they were masakin the chet of Adam and Chava. Came the Maisa of the first Kilkul, the Maisa of the sinner between Yosef and the brothers. State in the Heilige Torah, Vayoymer Aleim Yosef Bayoim Ashlishi, Zokt the Megala Amukis, Vayoymer Aleim Yosef Bayoim Ashlishi, Rosh Teves Ve'eva. There came back that Ve'eva, Sina, the Maisa was a Maisa of Sina, the Sina's Chinom, and that brought back that Ve'eva. That brought Golus Mitzrayim, because he needed a tikkun. When we went out of Mitzrayim, it says, Hayoim atem yoitzim bechodesh ha'aviv. Zog de Megala Amukis, Hayoim atem yoitzim bechodesh ha'aviv. We have again the tikkun of this Ve'eva. Thus is the Megala Amukis goes back and forth, teaching us that Ha'eva, don't say Ve'eva, it's Ha'eva, came the time to fix the Eva between Ish and Isha. Where did, between the Rebbeinu Shem and Klal Yisrael. When again did we have the Tikkun B'Shleimus? The whole Tikkun B'Shleimus came by Matan Torah. Matan Torah, what were the Luchas? The Luchas were Ksuvim, Mizeh U'Mizeh. Every Luch was what? Vav Ba'erech and Vav Ba'erechev. That's 12 Tvachim for every Luach. The two Luchas were Chav Dalet Tvachim. Again, the Tikkun of the Chav Dalet Mine Mitzavusa. And that goes again and again in all the Deiris. Again, by the Chet Egel, by the Chet Meraglim, Ufigreichem, Atem, Yiplu, Bamidbar, Hazeh. Again, Ufigreichem, Atem, Yiplu, Bamidbar, Hazeh. In Kapitel Yudalit, Posik, Lamed, Beis, Ve'eva. Came back to the Ve'eva. That's the Meraglim. Came back again to Ve'eva. The Paraduma is a Tikkun. I'm saying this over poshet because Melachapim the Neflois from Torah. We make them all hern how neuridic everything is merumas in the Torah. Paraduma is a tikkun achet egel. Shteit in Paraduma v'chol asher yiga boy hatomei Rosh Tevis ve'eva. Now chet came back b'chub mamigdash eicha yoshva bodod ha'ir rabosi. Om Hoysa, Rosh Tevis, Eva, Ro. All Mekoymois, where there was Kilkul and Tikkun. Ve'es Chanan, El Hashem, Ba'esahi, Ve'eva. When Hashem wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to bring the Tikkun HaSholem. Thus state in Megala Amukes, the beginning of this Tikkun. One of the Mekoymois, that we have the biggest koyach to make a Tikkun of Chet Egel, we know is Shabbos Kedish. Shabbos is the zman of making a tikkun chet egel. The emes is the Megala Mukis brings it, but if we show a makor before the Megala Mukis, it becomes by us a lot clearer. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, why are there 24 parakim in Masechta Shabbos? It's not b'mikre that there are 24 parakim in Masechta Shabbos. Rabbeinu Bechaye says there are 24 parakim in Masechta Shabbos because Masechta Shabbos is the Chav Dalet Kishutim of the Kala. Shabbos is called Shabbos Malkisa, Dr. Rabbeinu Bechaye and Pashas Kisisa. That Makah Kala Zu, Tzri Chachov Dalet Mini Kishutim, Shabbos is called a Kala. What's the Kishutim of Shabbos? Chav Dalet Perakim. That's the 24 Perakim of the Masechta. That's the Kishute Kala of Shabbos. As I state in Rabbeinu Bechaye, as I state in Megala Mukis, 24 hours of Shabbos, Chav Dalet Perakim, Nikris Kala, there's eight, three Sudis, Shabbos is the Kala, Zogne Megala Mukis, Vishamru, Bnei Yisrael, Es HaShabbos, Rosh Tevis Be'eva, Shabbos is the Tikkun of the Chet Egel. That's Merumis in Vishamru, Bnei Yisrael, Es HaShabbos, is again the Rosh Tevis of Be'eva, Dosh Tate in Megala Mukis, in Veschanon, in Eufen Reish Ches, there are other places where he talks about it. Here he talks about it the most Ba'ariches. There are many more Nekudais that are Merumis. I only said over a few of them, but also is the Iker Nekudais. So we know that the Megala Mukis tells us that in the words V'shamru b'nei Israel es HaShabbos, which the Koyach of Shabbos is the Tikkun of Chet Egel, as we know that Kol Hashoyim Shabbos Afelo Eved Avid Zorek Kedai Enish is Moichnoloi, that Shabbos is the Koyach HaTikun, and Shabbos is the Tikkun of Chet Egel. We learned already before that Moshe Rabbeinu gives back the Ksorim of Nasav and Nishma Shabbos. So Shabbos, we have the Koyach of bringing back the Chav Dalet Kishutim. That's the Chav Dalet Perakim that brings back the Chav Dalet Kishutim, and that's the Koyach of Shabbos. Let us see a Neuridik Ezach. Sedo Ayid Netz Yisrael, a brother of Rabbi Osher Arieli, everybody knows who Rabbi Osher Arieli is. He has a brother who printed the blue Rabbi Kiva Egis. He printed a sefer called Refeduni B'Tapuchem, three volumes. In this sefer, he has a piece on the Chav Dalet Kishutei Torah. There's an Indian, we just spoke about the Chav Dalet Kishutim. He talks about the Chav Dalet Kishutim. He shows us Adova Nifla. He says, Nuyre V'oyim was Ayid Kemasik Zayin Torah and Sin Nifloys in Torah. Open up a Yeshaya, and let's look at the Chav Dalet Kishutim. All the Chav Dalet Kishutim, 23 of them, are Kishutim. There's one kishut that's not like that. One of them is called gilyonim. And what is these gilyonim? Rashi says there are maris, there are mirrors, like it says in the Targum on gilyonim machzaisa. In other words, these are not be'etzem mirror. They are not a kishut. What then? These show the other kishutim. A mirror reflects the other kishutim that she's wearing. So be'etzem, how many kishutim does she have? 23. What does the mirror do? The mirror brings out the kishutim. The cleaner the mirror is, the better the mirror is, the more it reflects the kishutim and brings out the kishutim. Oh, but the gilyonim are not a kishut kishal atzmai. So we have a psamur the kiblik on the kishutim. That we have 23 plus 1. He says something which I don't want to go into now, but just to see the haflogah. There are chav dalet sifrei kodesh. Everybody understands that's the chav dalet kishutim. That's a chazal. It's not his Torah, that's a Chazal. Oh, but Chazal tell us, Chav Gimel ha-metames ha-yedayim, and Megillah is not metames ha-yedayim. Sadova Pele, that in the Chav Dalet Kishutim, there is a difference between 23 and 1. And he's marich in that, but I don't want to go into that, because we're not being oisik in Zaytik in Yonam. But let us see Adova Nifla. The 24 parakim, akeneged the Chav Dalet Kishutim. Fine. So a person goes away and he doesn't think into it. Avalama cooking the Chav Dalet Pirakim. The Chav Dalet Pirakim, every one of the Pirakim talk about Shabbos. Beginning of the Perik. Adinim and Shabbos. One Perik Nisht. Perik Tes. Perik Rabbi Kiva. Don't talk about Shabbos. It talks about a different Inyan in Gansen. It talks about the Inyan of Avodah Zarah Metame Kenida. Adova Pele. You have 24 parakim. 23 parakim are in the Nyonim of Shemini Shabbos. One parak is the Inyan of the Tara of Avodah Zarah. Minayin l'Avodah Zarah shebetameh v'masa kenido. Doesn't talk about the Inyan of Shabbos. It talks about the Prisha of Avodah Zarah. Nido is the Inyan of Prisha. The touch of the word Nido is Prisha. So it's telling you that you have to be Perish for Avodah Zarah. A tachlis of Prisha for Avodah Zarah. Why? What then? What is the taich? Sagt er, Meire de Kepshat. The 23 Kishutim are reflected as how much you are perish yourself in Avodah Zarah. That's the mirror which reflects the other 23. Just like in the Kishutim, there are 24 Kishutim. 23 are Be'emes HaTachshit. One of them is a reflection to bring out the other 23. As those are vegestelt mesech the Shabbos, the 24 perakim. 23 perakim are Shabbos. Kishutim. Every perik is another kishut. There is one perik, the ninth perik, which that perik is a perik which is the koyach to bring out the Shabbos. That's meyape the Shabbos. It's mekadosh the Shabbos. And what does it mekadosh the Shabbos? In what inyan? In the Prisha from Avodah Zarah. And the more that there's the Prisha from Avodah Zarah, the more it reflects the Kiddush of Shabbos. Thus it's Adavar Nifla in seeing the Nekudah Shabbai, in seeing the Amitis Adavar. Let's go and see that Be'etzem, it's a Nisht Stam and the Veltanai, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah attack it as one against the other. We learned last week. And that the Etzem Kiddush of Shabbos is the Eidus that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom on the world. The opposite of Avodah Zarah. We know now, and we understand, why certain things are very much occupied on Shabbos. If the reflection of Shabbos is totally in Prisha of Avodah Zarah, is Adova Poshet, that it means the Prisha of Avodah Zarah v'chol ha-bezrayu. Now we know why the Zohar HaKadosh warns us on the Inyan of Kaas on Shabbos. Why is the Zohar HaKadosh warn us on Kaas on Shabbos? Because Kol HaKoyes Kelo'i v'Avodah Zarah. So that's the Bezrayah. Geus, Gaiva, Kas, are Abizrayah and Avodah Zarah. So in order that the Shabbos should reflect, that you should be able to see the Tachshitim of Shabbos, to reflect on the person, is the Prisha of Avodah Zarah has to be in the greatest Oifim. That's the Pelik, that's the Gilyonim of Shabbos, the Mara of Shabbos, and them spiegelt sich up their Shabbos. Tzahavla vafela. Tzahavla vafela. Yet, I will say a Devak Tevot, that's a Devak Tevot, because I don't have a Mekor for it. In Chazal state, Yofa, Sha'achas, B'tshuva, Maisim Tovim. We know, as it states from Kotzke Rebbe and from other Tzadikim, that Sha'achas goes on the last hour of Shabbos. That's the Yofa Sha'achas. Sha'achas goes on the hour of the end of Shabbos, the hour of Rav de Ravn, the last hour of Shabbos. On that hour goes the Yofa Sha'achas. Ken Zayin, that Yofa Sha'achas, that Shah is the Shah that spiegelt sich the ganze Shabbos. Ken Zayin, that hour is taken the spiegel from Shabbos. That's the Nekudah. If there's 24 hours in Shabbos, we learned. And we have 23 that we saw in Rafiduni B'Tapuchim, a Neurdika Agosha, that the 24 Tzetelzach, and 23 and 1, we have a Koyach to see that that's Be'etzem, the Nekudah of Shabbos. 23 hours, and an hour of Tshuva, an hour of reflection, which that's the Koyach to reflect the whole Kedusha of Shabbos in that 1 hour. That's an Aura, just to look at the 24 hours in the same way that he opens up our eyes to look at the 24 Parakim. That's an Adova Nifla. At least we understand a little bit the Nekuda. We have to be Marchiv the Nekuda, a very important Nekuda. Meshamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos is Rosh Teves ve'eva. It has all the Tifer and Yonim that we spoke about, Chavdalut Kishutim, Chavdalut Mine Toma, but it has a Pasha de Pshat also. As we know from Eicha Yoshua Boda, the ear, from the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, from the Inyan of Meraglim, it comes from Pasha de Sinna, Schinam and Pasha de Sinna. So we know that one of the Tikkunim of Shabbos is the Tikkun of Ben Adam Lachavera, and it comes out in the Shtikol Zoya that we say every Svad, every Erev Shabbos, that Shabbos is the Inyan of Kigavno, the Inyan of Roza de Echot. Shabbos has the Seid of Achdus. And that's the Pirud, is the opposite of the Seid of Achdus. So we know that the Tikkun of Shabbos is Ve'eva. But it says, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. I think that we have already mentioned more than once that there's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin in Perek HaNezokin, that Erev Shabbos, the Wahani Trei, the Minzi Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos before the Zman, there was Minzi. I don't think that every person, I don't think that it's rochik from every person's mind that the most ungezeugen is man, Efsherev Pesach is more ungezeugen, but the most ungezeugen is man in a Yiddish shtib, befrat in the winter time when Shabbos comes in early, is the letzte minuten for Shabbos. I'm not talking about those people that don't make Shabbos, those people who go away for Shabbos, or those people who buy Shabbos. Red nishmink them, red an a Yiddish shtib, we may macht Shabbos, we may bring tarain Shabbos, where there's an agosha of Shabbos. In Azar Shtibs, kommt Shabbos, there's an ungezeugenkeit. Everything has to get finished for Shabbos. There's no an Agosha. Why is that ungezeugenkeit there? The Seid is that piece of Gemara. Why? Because if the Seid from Shabbos is that the Ve'eva that is in the Bria has to come away, that Ve'eva that there is, Befrat, Bein Ish Le'ishtoi, and that Ve'eva, Bechlal of Sinah has to be, the Yetzara wants to come into Yiddish house, like the Gemara says there, that we have to megarish the Yetzirah from the house. Because he knows that that's the place to be able to be machriv the bias. If so, kemen lanen amir the kezach. We said last week that es ha-Shabbos is the tofel of Shabbos. Es ha-Shabbos does not mean Shabbos itself. Es ha-Shabbos means the tofel of Shabbos, the tofel of Shabbos. Oy bazoy is hafel of a fella. That ve'eva, that's merumis, is merumis daika in Esa Shabbos. In that time right before Shabbos, that's when you have to be v'shamru b'nei Israel. That's when you have to watch the Shemira. Because that's the time when the Yetzara is the most, the greatest nekudah of the Yetzara. But I want to be marchiv the dibber. We learned last night, Ashtikl Sasemes, which whoever was there was mamish nivul v'nishtoimim from achidish v'nasasemes. It says in Rashi, in this week's Seder, that Yaakov Avinu came into Shabbos im demdume chama. What does it mean im demdume chama? Vayomer Yaakov Shalem. Steht in Sasemes an nirdike chiddush. Shabbos is shleimus of Shabbos comes from what? From avodah shesh yemei ha'maase. The Ribbono Shel Olam was shoyves when? Vayechal elokim bayomer shvi'i, the last rega. For it was a full shesh yemei ha'maase. Igven ha'shleimus dike Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu is nichnes im dem dumei chama. Yaakov Avinu made a shleimus tikishesh shmei ha'maisa. That's why Vayove Yaakov Sholem into Shabbos. Because he worked, Itaka was nichnes im Shabbos im dem dumei chama. Kavi Yochel punkt with the Rebbeinu Sholem in the Bria. Kavi Yochel sigmen a ganse shleimus finashesh shmei ha'maisa. And therefore Vayove Yaakov Sholem, therefore came the Yaakov Sholem. The agosha in this word is on the shenkeit from the word. I'm not saying it over for the shenkeit from the word. The agosha in this word is that the greatest zman to be margish the shleimus in Shabbos is the seif of the sheish shemei amaisa. The end of sheish shemei amaisa, that's the shleimus of being zoicha to a shleimus in Shabbos. In that zman. And that's why the Yetzirah is menaget daika, that the last minutes of the sheish shemei amaisa shouldn't come to shleimus, because he knows that if you don't finish your work in sheish shemei amaisa the way you should, you won't be zoicha the time in Shabbos the way you should. Because if you nichnis in Shabbos in dumdumei chama, you make your full avoid of sheish shemei amaisa, then you zoicha to a shleimus tikkun Shabbos. And if not, if in the last minutes the Yetzirah has a koyach to overcome you with kas, with eva, with sino, or kedoima, that's the time when he has the ability to cause that churban that he wants to cause in your hagosha of kedushas haShabbos. Let's go and learn a little bit more. Another nekuda of Ishamru b'nei Yisrael, haShabbos la'aseis es haShabbos l'dereisam bris olam. La'aseis es haShabbos. How do you make the Shabbos? The Shabbos, you make the Shabbos. But the Sassamis asks a much stronger question. Question which you have to see to ask the question. Who watches who? Who watches who? Chayra, which you watch the Shabbos, the Shabbos watches over you. So I said, Shomru b'nei Yisrael, the Shabbos, you're going to watch the Shabbos? The Shabbos has to watch you. How could it be? Halaya Adam Nishmer b'Shabbos. So how could you say that Shomru b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos? So Samus learns on the Kuda, which we spoke about last week, but not the way we spoke about it last week, not different Nekuda in Ganzen. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos means you have to watch the Roshim that Shabbos has to leave over a whole week. We are not talking about Shabbos, we're not talking about Tosei Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos has to leave over a Roshim a whole week. Meaning the following. When does something need Shmira? When something is clear and open, it doesn't need Shmira. And something goes into dangerous places, then you have to be watched. When you go in a sakana de kaplatz, you don't need shmira. When you go into a dangerous neighborhood, you need shmira. When Shabbos goes into Yemei HaMaisa, when Shabbos goes into Yemei HaChol, then you have to watch that nekuda. You need shmira. It needs shmira mimaga nochri. It needs shmira. It shouldn't get ruined. That's Tach v'shamru b'nei Yisrael. Es haShabbos, the tofel to Shabbos, the 6 days that are tofel to Shabbos, the sheshes Yemei HaMaisa that are tofel to Shabbos, those 6 days, you see, you have to watch that roshim that Shabbos leaves over. Shabbos leaves over a roshim. But we will say over a nekuda based on this week's sedra that maybe will give us a very important avoda. Person thinks that the ikar avoda is Shabbos. Right? Shabbos has amoyed the kitok. In Rashi it says, Vayetze Yaakov Ve'eshova, Yitzias Tzadik Min Amokoyim, Oysei Roshim. So we learn the Rashi, and we teach our children the Rashi, that means, that makes a bad Roshim, Pana Hoida, Pana Ziva, Pana Adora. In Sassamis it says, but it doesn't say clear, in Er Gedal Yo, in the back of my Adam, there's a Hespit on Rabban Kotla, over there is Musber, a Nuyridike Hesber in this Rashi. When there's the big Er, you can't build. You don't have a tfisa in the air. Kaviyochol, when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, how did the world become created? Not by the air of the Rebbeinu Shlom exposing itself, by the tzimtzum air. Because without tzimtzum, it's not shaykh binyan. So in the Loshon, it says in Sifrei Kabbalah is that the world was bashafim from Eroshim. From Eroshim the world was bashafim. Why? That Roshim that was left over, from that Roshim was Bashaf and Avelt. Kozman Yankiv wasn't the ear, it had nothing to do. Yankiv Avinu, that's Yankiv Avinu. Nobody had any koich to be yoinik from Yankiv. Yitzis tzadik min amokim, oisa Roshim, it leaves over a Roshim. Now there's a Roshim which you could build on, because the hoid, the ziv, the hodor went away. There's only left over a small little bit. With that we have shaykhis. That's Oyser Roshim. So in other words, there's a metzias that when the Ur leaves, you have a greater ability to associate yourself and to build from that Ur that leaves. That's the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa, where there's the Roshim from Shabbos. That Roshim from Shabbos is Shema Maisa. Talking Motzei Shabbos is Pono Hoido, Pono Ziva, Pono Adora. But you have to make Malava Malka. You have to be Malava. You have to make a Chibur. Take that Roshim and bring it into the week. But Roshim is Oisius Shomer. Because a Roshim needs a lot of Shmira. Because a Roshim could get lost. A Roshim can get lost in the helim, in the heather of what goes on in Sheish Shemei HaMaisa. So that's the Vishomru B'nei Israel Es HaShabbos. Not the Sheish Shemei HaMaisa Davka. Es HaShabbos means the Roshim that Shabbos left over. The Tofel to Shabbos. The Roshim that's left over from Shabbos. When Shabbos goes away, it leaves over a Roshim, the Motzei Shabbos. And you have to watch that Roshim and make sure that that Roshim doesn't get lost. With that, we will understand a Dover Nifla that says in Sefer Meyayom from the Heilige Gastanina. There's a Sefer from Rabbi Yechiel Meyayom Gastanin. Mikdoyle Talmide Fikotzke Rebbe. Is there a Sefer Meyayom? He writes in Parashas Toldos on the Pasuk Vayhi Ach Yotze Yotze Yaakov Vehinei Bo Esav Ochiv, that the worst time of the week in Ruchnias is Motzoi Shabbos. Because hine ach yotze yotze Yaakov vihine, and there Esav Achiv comes. So there shein a word, but what's licked in the word? What's the oimik of this word? Why is vehi ach yotze Yaakov? The Teretz is vayetze Yaakov, the lives over a roshim, and in mele that roshim, if that roshim you have a kinyan Motzei Shabbos, then the whole week is shingit. If Motzei Shabbos you make that levoya, you make that chibur, the Maral says, Levoyah's chibur. You koine that Roshim of Shabbos, then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have it. Vesti Yetzahara, that vihine ach yotze yotze Yaakov. That Yetzias, Lemiloise Roshim. He wants that Roshim to get lost. He doesn't want you to have that Roshim. Nemte the Shabbos and all the Shvatzia, with all the Shemis al Nirdofim that have that Motzei Shabbos, wherever it is. And he takes you away to all those places, to lose that Roshim of Shabbos. Memele, that's why Vihine Bo Eis of Ochiv, to destroy that Roshim. In those Eis, Vishomru B'nei Israel Es HaShabbos, Las Eis Es HaShabbos L'Deroisam Bris Olam, to keep the Shabbos for always, to keep the Shabbos, that the Shabbos should never go away, the Shabbos should be a Bris Olam, that's the Nekudah, to watch that Roshim of Shabbos, and on that Roshim of Shabbos, from that Koyach you could be Boina, from that Koyach you could build. Thank you.